Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A fiber optic cable break in the Pacific Northwest knocked out internet connectivity yesterday at three University of Alaska campuses.
Internet and voice outages in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Ketchikan.
Heather Cavanaugh is a spokeswoman for service provider Alaska Communications. Cavanaugh says the University of Alaska was one of five affected customers, but declined to identify the others. She says the outage began around 1 p.m. when a fiber optic cable in the Northwest was severed.
It's a fiber between Portland, Oregon, and Hillsboro, Oregon. That fiber was cut due to, we believe, either some type of a landslide or even possible.
Cavanaugh says Alaska Communications was looking to repair the break or route around the line, which is part of a multi-cable system that connects Alaska to the Pacific Northwest.
So we have network facilities throughout Alaska, and then two of the four fiber optic cables that connect Alaska to the lower 48.
Most of the connectivity problems affecting UAF were worked out by the end of yesterday afternoon, but some issues persist across the system this morning. A suspected Fairbanks mumps case remains unconfirmed. Dr. Amanda Tiffany, an epidemiologist with the state, says they're looking into the case of an individual identified last week by the University of Alaska Fairbanks as a campus employee. Tiffany says the Fairbanks patient sought care, but the state is unaware of any samples sent from UAF to the state lab for mumps testing.
Testing is at the discretion of a provider. However, mumps is a reportable condition in the state of Alaska, so all cases should be reported to our office. So we're working to contact the individual and working with their provider to get all of this information at the moment.
Dr. Tiffany stresses that the suspected mumps case is not the first for Fairbanks.
All of the previous cases were tested and were negative. There have been numerous suspected cases of mumps reported to our office from around the state.
Tiffany says Anchorage is dealing with a mumps outbreak that began in May.
Currently, we have 102 confirmed cases and 18 probable cases. About 72% of these cases self-identify as Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander.
Tiffany says although Pacific Islanders are being disproportionately affected in Anchorage and in some other states, health officials cannot say where the current outbreaks originated.
To put this into context, the United States as a whole, in 2017, over 4,900 mumps infections have been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And we also know that in the Pacific, there have been cases reported, so in like the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, in Vanuatu, in New Zealand. They're all reporting mumps activity. So there's a lot of mumps circulating at the moment.
Mumps symptoms are flu-like, but the most specific to the virus is swollen salivary glands. Tiffany urges anyone who suspects mumps to call their healthcare provider and get tested for mumps, but to otherwise avoid going out and spreading the illness to others.
The period of communicability when people are transmitting the virus is 2 days even before the symptoms start and lasts for 5 days after symptoms start.
Most people recover from mumps, but the virus can lead to much more serious conditions. Tiffany says most Americans receive mumps vaccinations as children, but infections can still occur.
This doesn't seem to be a problem with an anti-vaccination movement or any sort of vaccine hesitancy. We are having cases in individuals who are fully vaccinated, which means they've had the two doses. The vaccine effectiveness is about 88% after two doses.
Tiffany says the vaccine-provided immunity also wanes over time. She says in Anchorage, it's recommended that residents who identify as Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander or are in a setting where mumps is circulating get a third dose of the vaccine. University of Alaska Fairbanks Athletic Director Gary Gray is resigning. A UAF release says Gray, who has overseen university sports programs for the last 5 years, is leaving Fairbanks for Pennsylvania to be athletic director at East Stroudsburg University. Gray has navigated some major challenges while at the helm of UAF athletics, including budget cuts and NCAA sanctions related to athlete eligibility violations. He also oversaw the transition of UAF's Division I hockey team to a new association. UAF had two national champions and 57 All-Americans and hosted the 2015 NCAA Rifle Championships during Gray's tenure. I'm Dan Bross.